Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an episode of One Good Question, our Friday episode where we take a question from y'all in the community. If you want to get involved, goodcompanydiscord.com. There's a little tab on the left where you can ask any question you want. Today's question, let's go one by one. It says, give us your best macro-friendly recipe that anyone of any skill cooking can do. So we don't have to necessarily give recipes, but Jerry recently has lost like 70 pounds. Jack, skinny, everyone's here has dieted at some point. So maybe just mention like a favorite protein-ish, healthy-ish meal or like a staple.
I'm a pretty like basic dude. So I just eat like the basics. I'm not really too much of a chef, but something that's easy that I cook on the go and go to work is probably just a 96% and 4% ground beef with you could either mix it up with like some rice, some white rice, or like a tortilla. And then you could just throw some cheese in there with some like greens. That's usually my go-to meal with some like sriracha on there. That's like
so
my
easy.
Go-to.
That's kind of my go-to too. Some kind of ground beef. We did it for a YouTube video, but you do cauliflower rice if you're really dieting. If you need a little carbs, you can do regular rice. I used to do a pound of veggies, like mixed veggies, stir it all up. You do a little bit of non-fat cheese, and then I was using like sriracha. Yep. There's like soy sauce, sriracha. Sugar-free or low-sugar ketchup or barbecue to kind of wetten that thing up a little bit.
A little buffalo?
Yeah, buffalo's an easy one. It's just so easy, so convenient, and I've found, at least for me, maybe Jerry and you guys can agree that like it's just less likely to get old. I've done like chicken breasts and I've done tilapia and all that stuff. It just tastes old, you know, and you're just like, man, I'm sick of it in 2 days. Where ground beef,
it tastes fine.
I almost eat it every day for years, and it doesn't really get old. And you just switch sauces around, and it's pretty solid.
I'm going to put y'all on mushroom seasoning. Go get them at Super X Market or something like that.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
is it Asian?
It's like the powder stuff?
Yeah, it's like an alternative to like salt, but it's still zero calories.
Yeah.
It makes it like, it gives like a little bit of like a more umami taste to it.
Yeah, a little truffle.
Oh, yeah, big words.
We use that.
It's real good. It's real good.
We use that.
As like a smaller dude. Less calories. Yeah. I go turkey, ground turkey.
Yep. Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah.
What? Dude, I don't get as much to play with as you.
Whoa.
We know that already.
Wait a minute. Bro, you said, nah.
Wait a minute.
I ain't got as much real estate.
As living having less calories.
You just get hella lean.
Yeah, I just go.
That's why we go to Walmart. We're Walmart boys.
The amount of you can get it for turkey.
Yeah, it's true.
You get way more.
It is like, a little drier, though.
My tiny stomach.
I tried 99.1 ground turkey.
Let's try.
Okay, well, you just chose the fucking worst one.
What the fuck?
99.1, bitch? Who the fuck is that?
That's why 96 beef is kind of the sweet spot. It's lean as shit, but it's still got like flavor. If you go 96 or 99 turkey or chicken, it's so bad.
I don't get too crafty with it because I feel like for me, you just got to flip the switch. I'm either on or I'm off. Living in that in between, a little too tough. So I think it's just ground turkey rice. But one banger, Ninja Creamy game.
Ninja Creamy is a life changer. Of all the gimmicks.
If we're going to talk about like
no, it's a game changer.
Meals,
no,
I do got that chef in me. It'd probably be Ninja Creamy.
Yeah, it's actually a game changer. You do you could do Fairlife milk, but you do a Fairlife shake, just a sprinkle of non-sugar zero cal Jell-O.
Yeah,
it's a game changer. It really is, and I'm fat, man. I love ice cream. It's better than any diet ice cream I've ever had. It's better than fucking Halo Top. It's better than all that.
I think the best one, Halo Top, though, is cookie dough. And I can't find anything to beat it.
It's not even that good.
Cookie dough, Halo Top, to me is gas. I don't know why.
Hot take: I don't like ice cream
at all.
Whoa,
no,
that's crazy. What fat kid doesn't
like
ice cream?
I don't like cakes. Those are like my two like I hate the most.
So what the fuck did you eat to get that big,
dude?
Everything else. Is
honestly, like
question.
A lot of like Hmong food is like very oily food. So it's like
that shit got gout for sure.
Yeah, that's I'm pretty sure boosting. Once I hit like 35, my gout gonna be kicking in. Gonna be out this world.
It's gout not me.
This brings about a story. Back in the old ST days, we were in a like light industrial space, a little small fucking thing in North Sac, and our roll-up door opened into this like common area with all the other places. You know, all the rear end entrances are of the places like opened into the same space.
Yeah,
there was a Hmong funeral home in one of them.
Yep,
and every weekend there was like funeral after funeral after funeral, and they would do all the food prep there. And there was literally like live chickens.
Yeah, we would slaughter them there.
Running around in the place, and incense, and it was crazy. I mean, they offered us food. We ate it sometimes, but yeah. But it was so crazy.
I was up by where he grew up. Yeah, it's probably the church you go to.
We don't do what is it? We don't do live slaughterings at my church.
But yeah, I think it was up in like church. It was up in like northern Sacramento.
Yeah.
It was up there.
Yeah, it was crazy to be like working out and there's like chickens outside.
That's lit.
That are like on their last hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was probably the little kids running around.
Probably so.
You saw Jerry. Jerry 1.0.
Very, very little kid in, 2006, 2007. Speaking of chicken and devices, Instant Pot chicken yeah. breast.
Okay. Yeah, slow cookers bang.
The Instant Pot's fast. You go 2 cups of chicken broth and then put however many chicken breasts you're cooking. It depends on how thick they are, but normally you put them on manual for like 6 minutes, let it release naturally for about 5, and then kick it off, release all the steam, and you're not making dental floss, how chicken breast can be. And then which is stored in the fridge, you just take all that broth and put it in there so that it stays moist. Delicious. Lemon pepper or whatever you want to put on it,
Lemon pepper, go crazy.
Lemon pepper is probably the easiest and kind of best result.
I got to put that 5-spice in there.
The what?
The 5-spice.
5-spice, yeah.
That's gas.
You got something, Sabas?
Probably something that I ate for like a whole year for breakfast was a protein, not waffles, French toast.
French toast.
That sounds
fine. So I would go like egg whites, low carb bread.
Yeah. Yeah. Some weedy
just like
bread.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. That can bang.
Low cal. Yeah.
I like the little.
Yeah.
Low cal.
Cinnamon
syrup.
Bay.
Yeah. That's an easy one for sure. Yeah. And you get a lot of volume in if you get some bigger breads with like low cals in it. Air fry is another easy piece. Like you go chicken thighs in there. Bro, chicken thighs in an air fryer.
Chicken
absolutely.
Thighs in an air fryer.
Bro, they go like so hard. They're a little bit higher fat, but. Air fried chicken thighs go crazy. Shrimp easy, crazy. Holy a little shrimp. More expensive, but you throw that in the air fryer. Even the oven is so easy. Potatoes in the air fryer, easy. Yeah, the air fryer does just make shit kind of like your pot.
Yeah,
it depends on where you're at, right?
I just don't clean it though.
Yeah, or you just go lower carb on it.
I just don't like an air fryer.
I'm fine with air fryers. Dude, what I don't like is any part of the chicken that's not the breast, because everything else is just like too visceral. Like,
yeah, it's oily for sure. Yeah.
And you're like, here's like tendons and ligaments and
I love
vessels
that,
and shit like that. Oh, it makes me nuts.
I grew up eating live stuff.
You bust down on cartilage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just your thing.
Yeah, it's just my thing.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We eat basic. Sometimes the basics are the easiest because they store better. They cook quick. And the bigger thing is you just know what's going into it. So if you really are tracking your protein, your calories, the more shit you get, there's just more areas to mess up and it gets a little more complicated. So keeping the basics easy. And then, if you got to sneak in your Chipotle burrito here and there once a week, you can track that easy. But the basics work, man, both in the gym and nutrition. Where can they find you? Ogie on your 10 accounts.
Brother.
How many? You got a couple Instagrams too. You'd be messaging me from different ones too. What's up with that? He got like 6.
My lifting account used to be my music account.
Oh yeah, you got the Izzy ukulele playing.
No, we only have 2 accounts, bro.
Okay, yeah, sure, man.
It's 2, and it's just Matt Ogie.
Matt Ogie
on Instagram.
Hit him, Sabas.
Sebastian _ Brambilla on IG.
Where you got a megalodon? That's a shark, you freaks. The megalodon's like the biggest shark that's ever lived that we've never seen.
It's my girl. Hold on, wait a minute. No, I'm just kidding.
You can find me at Mega Panda. At Mega Panda.
New episodes Wednesday, Friday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sal Mike. Where you can find me? 3rd Street Barbell, Sacramento, California.
I am at the Jim McDean. All the social media of the show is 50% facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts is a speaker by podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. That was fun, though.